You're back listening to Green Left Radio on 3CR, and we have on the show this morning Amanda, who is a disability support worker, an activist from Socialist Alliance based in the southeast of Melbourne, and one of the organisers of an upcoming Palestine rally in Dandenong. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning, Chloe.
And welcome to the show. Can we just start by, you know, talking about the fact that it's really good to hear that residents in the southeast have decided to call a rally? We know that there's been local rallies being called around Melbourne, particularly in the north. And, you know, there's a very high refugee population. I'm guessing that, you know, does support Palestine, does want to show their solidarity.
Yes, absolutely. I feel like there's a lot of passion in the south, but not a great deal of action. So we decided to take it upon ourselves and arrange something. And the reception we've received from the people has been really positive. So I think it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, it's great. And we know that there have been prayer vigils in the southeast. No rallies yet, but there is also a prayer vigil happening next week, and there was a pro-Palestine motion passed in Greater Dandenong. So, you know, there has been, you know, a bit of, you know, joy around that motion.
That's right. So there has been a little bit of action, but it's been very concentrated around the Dandenong area, and the turnout hasn't been too much, but that doesn't mean that that's not the sentiment in the heart of people. So I think that there just needs to be something like a bit more widespread and more inclusive of the whole community, and people will come. People are very passionate about the situation in Palestine. I mean, you only have to go to the city on Sunday to see that.
Yeah. And Amanda, would you be able to tell listeners some of the demands of the rally and, you know, just, you know, what's going to be happening? What can we expect at this rally next Wednesday?
Yeah, absolutely. So our demands are... permanent ceasefire, lifting of the siege, end the occupation, and to stop the genocide.
Yeah, great. And I just also wanted to, you know, ask, you know, just to encourage people to come along and show their support, even if they're not from the southeast. Why are local actions for Palestine like this, you know, so important?
So there's a pretty big movement going on around the world. I think everyone was pretty shocked by what happened following the events of October 7th. And I mean, like, you know, what's been going on in Palestine and Israel has been happening for the past 75 years. So it's not exactly new information, but the difference is that, you know, people these days can pretty much see in real time what is happening on their smartphones. Like, if you have any social media platform, I'm sure it's been flooded with the most awful images. And so we were all quite shocked, really.
Yeah.
So that's why I think the response has been as big as it has been. And it's also, it's not just here in Australia, it's global. People around the world are organizing and moving to support Palestine. And I think that it is this momentum and it is this collective action that is having an effect. So, you know, it's like very slowly but surely the narrative on, you know, the Western media has been changing. And then even Western leaders have turned around who initially supported Israel have turned around and started saying we need to demand a ceasefire now too. So it is working. And also following this recent humanitarian pause, if you want to call it that, Israel has promised that they're going to continue their bombing, and they've delivered on that promise. They've started up again. So it's crucial now more than ever to continue this momentum. And that's why we need to expand into the southeast and everywhere. So the more people that, you know, are active and involved, the bigger the impact will be, the stronger we have to be to kind of demand the Australian government to also call for a ceasefire and not a pause, a permanent ceasefire. That's
yeah.
All we need to see.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks, Amanda. And just for listeners, what are the details of the rally? And where can they find out more information as well?
Absolutely. So the rally is being held in Harmony Square in Dandenong Central, which is literally across from the library. So if you can find the library, you're there. It's a five-minute walk from Dandenong train station. There's quite a bit of public transport access in that area and loads of parking. because I know public transport isn't great in the southeast. So Wednesday the 13th, next Wednesday, 6 p.m. Show up. Bring all your friends. Bring everyone you know. And can I use this opportunity to put out a call out for volunteers as well?
Yeah, yeah, go for it.
So if anyone in our audience is in the southeast or is willing to come down to the southeast, we need volunteers for flyering, we need volunteers for organizing, we need volunteers for marshals. Anything you can do, even if it seems teeny tiny, would be super helpful. Okay.
Yeah, you. And the way they can get in touch with us, you know, you can call 0484 938 949, or you know, you can reach out to Free Palestine Melbourne, who've also endorsed this rally coming up in Dandenong Wednesday, December 13th at 6 p.m. at Harmony Square. Thank you so much for joining us on the show, Amanda. Was there anything else you'd like to let listeners know before we wrap up?
We also have a social media presence now, so we're getting a bit organised. So if you search up Free Palestine Dandenong Action in both Instagram and Facebook, we'll show up and you can communicate with us that way too.
Wonderful. Encourage listeners to support the Southeast in their demands for permanent ceasefire in Palestine. So thank you very much for coming on the show, Amanda, and best of luck with the rally. We'll be there.
Thank you.